I am the master of the clip. Remember this fucking face. Wherever you see clit, you'll see this fucking face. I make that shit work. No one rules a clit like me. Not this little fuck. None of you little fucks out there. I am the clit commander. When it comes down to business, that's what I do. I pinch it like this.
Oh, you little fuck.
All right. Welcome to Zone 5 Sports Hoop and Hammer Show. This is Hoop. This is my co-host, The Hammer.
No guys, MC. No just MC. Hammer.
Exactly. It's not MC Hammer. It's just a hammer. You can't do the can't touch this, all that jazz.
Hammer.
Exactly. Got a special guest today. He's going to be our sound clip guy, The Oz.
What is it about good sex that makes me have to crap? I guess it's all that pump and dump.
Hey, this is great.
And that's all what he's about. So anyway.
Awesome.
We're going to talk some sports at you today. I've got a few topics here. Hammer, I got a question for you. Barry Bonds announced he's going to retire at the end of the year. What do you think of that? Do you think he's had a fulfilling career? What do you got on that one?
Well, it's fulfilling in some of the greatest numbers ever in sports baseball history.
I'm sorry, man.
This shit isn't funny, man.
It's fucking hilarious. I said, was it fulfilling your... Well, it's fulfilling. You're a goddamn genius, Gump. I love it, man. You're fucking money, dude.
It's fulfilling.
All right. So he had a shitty season last year. He only played like 14 games.
You think he's gonna bad mouth him on a bad year?
Of course.
Great.
He took the clear, man. He took the clear.
Didn't work that well. He didn't play last year.
That's a good point.
We'll put an asterisk behind last year's numbers because they weren't up to par.
I put an asterisk by every one of his fucking numbers, man. Obviously, he's been on the juice since day one.
Let's go down the line, then.
What line?
The line of Maguire's, Sosa, the Popeye arms.
Popeye? Is it Popeye or Popeye?
Doesn't matter, man.
Are you Dominican now? You got to be Popeye?
That's how I roll.
That's how you roll? That's how you get down? Maguire, like I've said in the past show, yeah, his number should have an asterisk by him, too. Because until he comes up and says, no, I did not take steroids, he is guilty in my book.
We have to figure out if steroids were around back in the 1800s, early 1900s, to see if, you know, the Ty Cobbs, the Cy Youngs, the Babe Ruths, the Marises, you know, the Aarons, were they on steroids,
you know,
too?
Yes. You know,
asterisk the whole fucking record book.
You know what kind of steroids they were on? Shark piss.
That's what they're
taking back
that was
in the day.
Clear.
The clear was shark piss, all right?
Jesus, man.
They went down to old boy and got the shark piss injection. Next thing you know, they're hitting 50 home runs a year, all right? That's how.
So,
they...
there's only going to be like five dudes without asterisks, like Omar Vizquel.
Yes.
Christian Guzman.
Christian Guzman.
Luis Castillo.
El Presidente.
The only dudes who never took steroids.
Exactly.
We should asterisk the non-steroid users. There'd only be like three or four.
I agree. And whose fault is that? Your boy, Bud Selig. That's his fault that baseball is so fucked up that we don't even know who took steroids and who didn't.
Up.
That's a great comeback.
It is.
That's all you got.
So you're going to blame it on one dude? Fuck Selig?
Yes, I'll blame it on Selig. Are you kidding me?
No, that's a good point.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate him so bad.
Yeah, how is he still... we can go on right, for days right that.
Yeah, let's get into one here.
Let's just get into another subject because we're not going to agree on Barry Bonds. We're not going to agree on the whole steroid issue.
And all baseball's been on juice since day one.
It has. Jose Canseco wrote about it, and I trust his word as God.
Wow!
I know, I'm just fucking
with you,
dude. I'm fucking with you, Jose Canseco.
Off?
He's a train wreck. He is a train wreck. Although, I did used to love him when he was the best in baseball. First 40-40 club member.
But just as a fan, you know those guys were juiced.
Exactly. And
a lot of guys were juiced.
Same with fucking Mark McGwire, Jose Canseco. His shit's tainted too.
What's bad is we're just talking about baseball. There's football. There's basketball. There's Olympics. Hockey. Every sport, there's steroid use
across the
board. And
you're wrong.
It's not a good thing, man.
You're wrong.
Where don't they use steroids? Pool?
Yes, pool.
Ping pong?
Ping pong?
I bet you there's steroid use in ping pong.
Definitely not steroid use, but they are using the clear.
They're using something.
The cream and the clear. But I'll tell you this. The fucking Olympic, dude, they test you have too much vitamin A in your system and they'll fucking bounce you for it, all right?
I'll tell you if you had fucking Taco Bell the night before.
Oh, wait, you got too much enchilada juice. You're gone, brother.
Hey, man, you had some cheese. What's
exactly. They'll bounce you. So, yes, that is, there are other
It's sports. Across the board.
No, it's not across the board.
It is.
Baseball is one of the only leagues that hasn't had a strict supplement, steroid, slash whatever, in performance enhancing.
Some sports have none.
That makes two of us, because I just said enhancing, but I couldn't. I don't know what the fuck I said.
Who you can play it back. Ass.
But anyway, there are some sports that have none, and baseball is one of them. Baseball is a fucking joke, dude. Up until now, until they
or
started.
Last year.
Can I finish?
Right now, this
Where's
second?
The crickets? Yes, right now, this second. That's why I'm talking, jackass. Up until now, they had no testing. So who knows what the fuck was going on, all right? Your boy Bud Seeley.
Having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. They're putting the coke, all
dig,
that shit.
Dig the long ball, baby.
Daryl Strawberry was supplying the whole fucking league. Saw that dude play for a minor league team and hit a home run, so I'm still a fan of his. But
I'm
anyway.
A pusher man.
He's a pusher man. I'm a hustler, babe. Anyway, we don't need any more of me singing.
All right,
that's enough of Barry Bond talk, enough Major League Baseball.
Everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Tangent that shit. All right,
I got an issue, okay? I have an issue. You don't know what it is. Don't act like you do. I'm pissed because Jerry Rice is on the fucking TV show, reality TV show, Dancing with the Stars.
What is your major malfunction, numbnut?
He is a numbnut.
Why would you be mad at Jerry Rice for Dancing with the Stars?
The motherfucker.
He's retired. He ain't got nothing to do.
Can I answer your question?
All right.
The motherfucker's wearing rhinestones. Isn't that enough? Is that enough?
He'll dazzle you with his footwork. Just enjoy it, man.
That's true.
It's a beautiful thing.
It is not a beautiful thing, man. If he was doing, if my boy was up there doing Breaking Two Electric Boogaloo, I'd be all for it, man. Popping,
right.
Locking, bro.
We're talking about breakdancing.
Fucking do it, man.
Breakdancing with the Stars.
If he's up there doing the worm, I'm fucking all over it.
I want to see John Goodman do some fucking popping and locking.
John Goodman. The only thing he can do is a seesaw off that big ass belly, all right? Dude ain't doing
awesome.
No popping and locking.
He'd be doing the worm real good.
Just a seesaw, y'all.
Just a
telling
seesaw.
You, man. That really
You can't be pissed at Jerry Rice for fucking enjoying his retirement.
Why can't I? Tell me why.
What are you going to do when you retire, Jay?
I'm not going to dance with the stars. I'm not going to dance at all.
I'm not going to dance at all.
I don't dance, man. I don't dance.
I rhyme.
I don't dance for the man.
I rhyme.
You know what? I'm real. I keeps it realer.
You dance for the man.
I ain't dancing.
The fucking George W.'s running the show.
God. I'm telling you, you do not. You're a pro football player. One of the best to ever play the game.
They had a bunch of other fucking retards on that show.
None of them were pro athletes.
That matters if you're a pro athlete. You're a celebrity.
You're goddamn right it matters.
Oh, Lord.
If you're playing a manly game like football or boxing, actually, you know what? I think Evander Holyfield was on that show.
So this is going to come up in like a political debate.
Damn it. They came to bite me in the ass.
Celebrity dancing fucking sucks balls.
It doesn't.
That's fucking great.
That's what I'm saying. Anyway, all I'm saying is that for Jerry Rice to go on Dancing with the Stars, it hurts me, man, because he's like supposed to be best receiver ever.
Still on TV.
What are you talking about?
He's still on TV.
That's great.
You know, he's a celebrity. He wants his face on TV.
You know where he should be? He should be in the booth at Monday Night Football or something like that, not dancing.
Never heard him announce.
On what?
Put him on like a...
You never seen him dance, but you're ready to... Oh, he's great.
Put him on an AFC game, Tennessee versus fucking Texans, like no one ever watches, and see how he does.
Tennessee versus Texans.
He's got to start from the bottom, work his way to the top.
He's got to start on fucking Yahoo.com, writing a sports page. All right, that's enough of that shit, all right? Now, I got a question for you. And answer this true to your heart. Who is the greatest pure athlete ever in the history of sports? Professional sports. And don't take your time.
I'm going to go with William the Refrigerator Perry.
I'm going to actually hear you getting fatter.
Exactly. I got to agree with you there. Not. I know you're just bullshit.
He was a running back.
I know you're bullshit in there.
He played defensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
He was offensive defensive player. Now tell me the greatest athlete in football to play both ends of the field.
both ends of the field?
Yeah, offense, defense.
Is that Dion? Both sides or both ends? I mean,
what?
I don't know. I think the only goalpost plays that. I don't know.
That's sweet.
Isn't it?
He's probably the greatest fucking athlete ever.
Nice.
So, no, I made my argument. Made my point.
Check this
out. He's got a Super Bowl.
Actually, hey, I'm going to compliment you with what you said.
He has an eating contest winning trophy somewhere.
You could drive a bus through his front teeth. But you're right, though. There's only been a handful of players that play both ways in the NFL. Brown being one of them recently.
Better than the fridge?
I think he was. Man. He is better than the fridge, actually. Skill-wise, he's way better than the fridge.
We should probably pull up some numbers here.
On who?
The fat man and the other the speedy overcoat. Guy. The overcoat.
The speedy guy. Antoine Randall L. Anyways, the greatest pure athlete ever to play the game or play a professional sport is Bo Jackson. I think you'll agree with me on that.
Yeah.
I know the fridge Perry was just kind of your bullshit guess, but...
It's not a bullshit guess.
It's a bullshit.
He's got five.
All he's doing now, dude, he got his ass whooped by Manute Bolin, celebrity boxing, all right? He's not a great pure athlete.
That's awesome. But at least he boxed.
He was in there. He laced him up. Isn't that enough?
Manute danced him to death.
Manute had him snake.
He should be a celebrity. Manute fucking Bull.
Doing the cha-cha.
Dance with Lipinski or something.
I don't know.
Who cares?
Yeah, the snake arms.
Yeah, if you're going to do that celebrity shit, make it fun. It's all goofy fun.
And that's what Manute Bol did. And you got to respect Manute.
He might be in the top 10.
Top 10 what?
Top athletes ever.
Manute Bol?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever you say.
I don't know.
Anyways,
ladder.
Now you're just talking out of your ass. But you got to give Manute credit for everything he's done for his native country. All this celebrity shit that he's done, all his proceeds have gone to his native country. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen Beyond
Very
the Glory.
Very noble man.
Have you seen Beyond the Glory for Manute Bol? Yeah. Crazy, yeah. The dude, he's...
Very noble.
He's a great man. He is a great, great man and should be
Way
respected as
Way to make
such.
The show fucking depressing.
Why is that depressing? He's
I don't
still
know.
Alive.
We were having laughs, having a good time.
But he did a lot of good things,
That's
man.
That's great!
All right, anyway.
Let it go!
Okay, let me... Bo Jackson is the greatest pure athlete because he's the only athlete ever to be elected to the Pro Football... Pro Bowl. Jesus, that sounds horrible.
You almost said
and the Major
fame.
League, I know, Major League Baseball All Star team ever. Same year, elected to both. Guy was ridiculous.
Riddle me this, fuckface. Deion Sanders makes the Hall of Fame for football and played baseball at a Major League level. Is he better than Bo?
Better at what? Better pure athlete?
Yeah.
Not at all.
Deion's got Super Bowl rings. Did he get a World Series ring with Atlanta that one year?
I have no idea. All I know is if he did, he didn't have anything to do with fucking contributing
good point,
to that.
Good point.
He didn't do shit for that except for maybe show up.
I know he's
been
in World Series.
You know what? I don't play good, but I look good.
So, all right. Bo better than Deion.
Do you agree?
Yeah. I do. What even, Bo did in his short time was phenomenal.
Yeah. Bo Jackson wasn't even that great of a baseball player. I mean, his skills overall were awesome. But I think he had, like, his average was, like, 250 or 260.
No, but he played power, he played
exactly.
The field, he played well. Great offensive player. Couldn't be stopped,
no,
bottom line.
In football?
Yeah,
couldn't be stopped. He was, when he did it, he was the only player. And I don't know as far as now goes, but when he did it, he was the only player to have two 90-plus yard touchdown runs.
Yeah.
Which was
Dale.
Incredible.
Yeah.
But
that was awesome. 1,000 yards rushing in, what, 10 games in
like
a season?
Yeah, exactly, in 10 games, if that... football was his hobby, but I still want to see somebody, and nobody even does it anymore as far as breaking a bat after they strike out at all. Remember how they used to break it across their knee?
Yeah.
Bo Jackson's the only one to put that shit across his head and just crack it open.
Nah, somebody else has done that. I've seen that a few times.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
You're a fucking wreck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't prove it because we're not putting on clips.
I got one thing for you.
What's
Don't
that?
Drink the bong water.
Don't spill it on the carpet. It smells like shit.
You would know.
I don't know.
All I'm saying is I'd love to see somebody snap and fucking break the bat, like, across their neck or
over
across
head,
some other dude's neck.
Just pulling off a bow.
Yeah,
remember
like
when
that.
Nike was shit and then came Bo Jackson,
the
Michael Jordan.
The bow nose.
Did I say Michael Jordan?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, those two.
Is that what you meant?
Yeah, I think
All
so.
Right. You think so?
I was counting on my fingers and trying to talk. It's tough.
it's a hard thing to comprehend.
But yeah.
Yeah, once
Bo and Michael made Nike.
Right. I agree with you. That's a fucking very observant comment.
Watch your fucking face.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me. That's awesome.
Fuck yourself, Sam.
Oh, man. You're too quick on the trigger.
Big Oz. All right, Big Oz, kick us a fucking NASCAR
kick
topic,
us a kick
man.
Ass. No. We're not doing NASCAR.
Let's get one real
hold
quick.
Hold on.
Let's get his take. What's his question?
Okay,
you got
right.
one? Or you,
all right, hold on.
Scared?
Shut the fuck up.
Man, all look right. at it. It's a
shut
phrase.
The fuck up.
It's a phrase, man.
Shut the fuck up.
What do you want to know?
Hold on. Oz, now he wasn't ready for this. Oz, can you give us some insight as to what's cool about NASCAR?
Because it's cool.
It's cool.
It's cool.
That's enough for me. Or...
It's a man's soap opera.
Oh,
that's
shit.
All you need to know. Shit, man.
Soap opera and sports. Been... That's all you need to know. All right, that's enough
get
of that
out of the
segment.
Fucking room.
That's enough of left turn segments. All right.
How many lug nuts on a fucking car?
All right, we're done with this
you don't
shit.
Need
all right.
To know.
We're done. All right.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Fucking. All right.
Anyone with a driver's license can race a NASCAR, man.
Jesus. All right, go ahead, man.
I'm
keep
done.
Going.
No.
Are you sure?
Keep the show flowing.
Yeah. Sure. Keep it up. NASCAR jokes.
Pull something out of me.
That's not hard. All right, I think we should go into, are we doing the Fear of the Stash update?
Fear of the Stash, we could. We gave a shout out to fucking...
You got to give much love to dude.
It's not Little Mo anymore.
What is it?
Sleepy Mo.
Sleepy Mo? What the yeah. fuck does that mean?
Just listen to the shit.
All right, well, let's listen to the shit. We got that shit going. Here it is. All right, this is Hoop from Zone 5 Sports, Hoop and Hammer Show. We got Fear the Stash Guy here for our NCAA update, since Hammer and I don't have a damn clue about NCAA basketball.
I got a question. Why are you calling him Hammer when everybody knows him as Big Mo?
He is the Big Mo.
The Mo of Moes.
And if you could only see the look on his face right now.
I love you, Mo. Not that I'm an expert, but compared to you guys.
You're on a whole other level compared to
Dickie V.
Jiggy Jack asses.
I want everybody to know also we don't have the benefit of drinking beers at this time.
This
so
is
this is a dead sober recording.
Just, in case you can't tell.
Yeah. Very, very serious. I'm going to start off by talking about the Player of the Year debate. I may have bias towards close personal friend Adam Fear the Stash Morrison.
Your boy, Blue.
I'm going to admit that he is quite possibly one of the ugliest basketball players to ever play, but the boy's got game. Most people are saying J.J. Redick is going to get it, and I've got some thoughts here, and I'll ask my non-college basketball friend what he thinks also. But my point is this. J.J. Redick plays with 11 other McDonald All-American players on his team. Adam Morrison, it's him and 11 other guys who probably wouldn't play more than a couple minutes on Duke's team. So when you have that, and every single game that Gonzaga plays right now, Adam Morrison gets double and triple team wherever he goes, and he's still scoring 30, 40 points a night. If you had those two guys switch teams and Adam was on Duke and JJ was on Gonzaga, I don't think Redick would be having as big a year as he's having. So that's just my opinion. I know it's been swaying back and forth. Some of the things Morrison does are just sick. He's ugly. He's slow. He's goofy. He
kinda
wears striped socks.
Kind of like what Bird was like when he came out of college.
It kind of was,
not
except
to compare
his,
him to
no,
Bird.
No, you don't want to compare him because he doesn't rebound as well. He doesn't pass as well as Bird.
So what does he do well? What's
he
his
shoots.
Inside,
he can
outside?
He can make three-pointers. He can step back 5 feet beyond the line. He can make inside plays. He can post up. He's got more fire than I've seen in anybody in a long time.
Charlie
but he
Hustle.
Can, well, there's another guy I don't want to compare him to.
Keep him innocent for now.
Yeah, he's a good Catholic boy. Yeah.
A Rick Tockett of the NCAA.
Yeah, don't go there. But he can just do everything. And if you watch the games, they've had probably six or seven games actually on out here that we can watch. They throw everything at this guy, and he still scores. He had a what's considered by him an off night the other night and still scored 26 points.
I think that's a big difference, too, for – and obviously, I don't know, like I've said, college basketball that well, but going from college to the NBA – the ability to create your own shot and create your own offense
yep.
is a huge deal.
Yeah, and
as far as how you're going to make
he definitely knows how to create his own shot. I think JJ will be a good pro player also, but he's going to have to be in the right system.
That's exactly what I've heard.
He's an awesome shooter, but I mean, if you compare him to another great shooter, like Steve Alford was a stud in college, could shoot from anywhere. He didn't do much in the pros, obviously, but he's 6'4", so he's not, you know, 6'1 or 6'2", so he's got some height.
J.J.
Redick is? J.J. Redick is. Adam Morrison's 6'8", 6'9". He's kind
positions.
Of a, you know, he can play the two or the three when he goes to the pros.
Let me tell you what Trent Tucker said.
Trent Tucker,
former NBA.
Can you talk like Trent Tucker when he's talking about it?
No, I cannot talk like Trent Tucker. I don't.
The Timberwolves.
See, that was lame.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Don't hurt him, young fella. That's all I know. See, that's what he used to. I used to love him as an announcer with the Wolves. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But what he said, he was comparing. He was talking about J.J. Redick and his game, and he said he's a great shooter. But that's kind of his game. That's all he can do. He's not the best defender. He's just a great shooter. And he said that they'd have to do, if he went to an NBA team, he'd only be successful if they did what Indiana did for Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
He's saying Reggie Miller was just a great shooter coming out of college. And what they did is set up their offense to get him open shots and take the shots.
Well, that's what they, you know, what I've heard too is that if he gets with a team that's the right type of team, I think he'll do well. And it may take him a year or two to get ready, but the NBA's got is so much. It's a huge step up, and yeah, he's great. And some college kids are having trouble guarding him, but when you step up to the pros, and if he's a two guard or something, and you've got some serious defenders on you, you're not going to get a shot off. And
no.
The athletes that he's going to see and the length of the schedule. That's why, you know, Morrison can create his own shot. He's played all the big teams. You know, Gonzaga gets kind of hurt because of their conference. Their conference is horrible.
What other teams are in their conference?
Loyola, Marymount, Pepperdine, St. Mary's, Portland, Santa Clara, San
Diego.
I can see why. They're just they're so much far above that. You know, I was looking at the RPIs and stuff going in. And, you know, before they started their league schedule, I think their strength of schedule was like fourth in the country. And after 2 weeks of playing in their conference, the strength of schedule for them dropped down to like 47th in the country. So it's they're winning every game. You know, people compare them to Duke, just that every place they've gone this year, everywhere they play, they sell out, and it's the biggest game of the year for everybody they play. They played at, who was it the other night? They played Loyola Marymount the other night, and they had their largest crowd in 18 years.
Loyola did?
At Loyola. And that includes that time frame. That includes when they used to have Bo Kimball and Hank Gathers, if you remember those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Hank.
Rest in peace.
That croaked on the floor there. But, you know, sorry about that. It was kind of
yeah, I was like, wow. That was a little harsh.
Hank Gathers of fans out there, I apologize.
Slap your ass.
I stopped myself. I realized it wasn't a very nice thing to say.
Repent and
that's what I was
saved.
There. You know, I watched those guys play when I was there, and that team was awesome back then. Right. But, you know, they've had a few years. Santa Clara's had some good teams, but they just get stuck out there, and they can't really do anything about it. And I think that actually hurts them when they get in the tournament time because they're not playing the higher quality teams.
Does it hurt their seeding too at all? Or?
You know, it did for a while, and then last year they got a good seed and they choked, and they lost in the second round again. You know, that's where I brought up a possible thong bet here.
Possible thong bet
if it's going to be that.
The fear the stash guy.
The fear the stash that Gonzaga will make it to the Sweet 16.
I don't think that's enough. I think, what's their ranking right now?
They're ranked fifth in the country right now.
Fifth in the country, they should be able to make the final eight.
They should.
Come on, give me some love.
I don't know if I can go that far.
All right, I think
it's still out there. We got time. We've got time. I got to see how they finish off the year and who else is out
there.
We're
already at almost 8 minutes, so.
We got to wrap this shit up.
And we're back.
Listen, hey.
Thank you for that update from Fear the Stash Guy. Hopefully you guys like that. I know
Fear the fucking Stash.
Without the beer, it's not as entertaining. We'll do what we can to get him in studio here.
Give you a wake up!
Wow, that was loud.
Yeah. No shit, man.
You gotta
How's
get
the
that
stash working out for you? Get his ass over here. Couple scores in him. He ain't ever going to shut up.
Oh, boy.
No, he does!
Nice! He's got the 70s freaking porno stash going. That's awesome.
The Ron Jeremy look.
Helps me shoot the rock.
AKA the hedgehog.
Hey, one thing we do need. Final Olympic update. All right.
Oh, wow. All right, numbers.
You don't need numbers.
Oh, shit, balls.
Hold on. You don't need numbers.
All right.
Let's just say U.S. did not fare as well as they should have, all right?
Well, they did
second place isn't bad in the world,
dude,
per se.
You know what? I don't care who you are. If it's Special Olympics, your mama's Olympics, second place is only the first loser, all
backdoor
right?
Backdoor Olympics.
Backdoor Olympics. Bedroom Olympics.
Awesome.
Second place is only the first loser, all right? All I care about is how many golds we got, how we competed, and your boy, and we're not talking about Jack Hole of the Week yet, but Bodie Miller disappointed everybody in the fucking country, all right?
Yes.
I don't want to hear him talking about, well, I competed, I rocked, I did this, I did that.
I felt good about my performance.
Exactly. You laid a goose egg, man.
You choked, man.
In 2 weeks.
Piece of shit.
It's fine to have, like, one bad performance, but, dude, 2 weeks over in Italy and you suck the whole
five
time.
Bad events, not good, buddy.
I think it was six times or something like that.
Get him the fuck out of America.
Deport him. Where are you going to send him?
Gives a rat's ass.
As long as it ain't here.
Beirut, motherfucker.
Beirut. Hey, man, the war's over there. How about we send him to Iraq instead?
Send him to Iraq, yeah. You got money to buy an AK, bitch? Hey, what?
Fucking I hear you,
done.
Man.
Next thing you know, he's sitting next to Osama.
Licking his nuts.
No shit. Licking I'm going to fucking do great for Iraq.
Iraq, I swear, I'll represent.
In the Olympics in 4 years.
I wonder if Iraq even has a winter Olympic team.
No shit. Man. Hey, man, what if they're listening?
And next
pissed
up,
off,
next
dude.
Up in the curling event, no Iraq.
Shit. See if the car bomb goes off with the turn of a key.
Oh, blowing Lord, shit
this
up.
Wouldn't be good.
This would not be good. All I know is I was so disappointed in the men's hockey team. It just, I mean.
Yeah, but the big ice hurts, though. It's a style that the NHL does not play. You know, a lot of these guys are from the NHL that are in the other countries.
On the U.S. team.
But, no. Finland, Czech Republic, Dirkistan and shit.
But I got to say to that, hold on, let me address that before you start going on into the rest of your story. The U.S. team has more NHLers on it, I think, than any other team from any other country. I know every team has, like, one or two, at least one or two NHLers, but the U.S. Olympic team has
Russia
the most,
had, like, seven or eight.
They do. They have a lot.
They had a top line.
I think U.S. is all NHL Olympic team, okay?
Right, but they're Americans, and we don't play on Olympic. That's our disadvantage.
I agree.
That's where we lose it.
I agree. But that's also where most of the players aren't used to playing that throughout the year, as to where if we brought in college players or had a team that went throughout the year, they could practice on the Olympic ice. I think we need to go back to the Olympic or back to the college players.
If we went to college players, we didn't win the gold, would be as disappointed?
It depends on the performance. Yes.
Oh.
Of course I'd be disappointed.
Well, the top four teams.
Why go if you don't go to win?
All teams that play Olympic ice more than any American player ever has.
Right.
So, and look at fucking Sweden, man.
Except for the Gophers.
They beat Finland. What's up?
I have no fucking idea.
Finland was undefeated, and they played their worst game in their last game. And Finland was kicking ass, dude.
That's why you're the Olympic update, dude.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea. Once the U.S. started sucking, I stopped paying attention, because I don't...
They're still fun to watch, because they hit good goaltending, because...
The U.S. did?
Yeah. We outshot almost all our opponents, I think, except for the last game. And we all played them. We just hit good goaltending.
Yeah. I can see where that hurt.
You know?
But still, you need good goal scorers. Excuse me. Or scholars. I don't know. One of the two. You need good goal scorers to...
I wasn't disappointed.
Why not? Because you're used to losing, you fat, gross motherfucker.
Hockey in Finland, Sweden, Russia, Canada... Everywhere is
Pakistan,
Slovakia, Czech Republic.
Your mom's house.
That's great. Yeah, we got a fucking rink in my living room and shit. That's
that was
you suck. You suck, man. I'm dying.
Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Nice.
Well done. You finally got it in.
That's my boy.
Piece of shit.
The Oz comes.
I'm not disappointed.
You should be disappointed, dude. I mean, why go if you can't go to win gold?
But they weren't hyped to win the gold and all this shit, like fucking Bodie Miller. All right.
Let me ask you this.
Hockey was a little more even across the board.
Let me ask.
Sit your shit, bitch.
Let me ask you this: is not the NHL supposed to be the best players in the world?
Is not. Yeah, but it's made up from players from across the globe.
Am I supposed to say are not or are, what? What's the?
You
want to
replay
term?
It and fucking check it?
Let's play it back.
All right. NHL is made up of. I bet you 50% of the players are foreign. They're all Americans? You gonna puke? Jesus, man. Foreign?
What is
that? Taken internally.
What do you mean by foreign?
By foreign? Canadian, European, Dominican, Ethiopian. Dominican. From wherever they want to fucking play. Anyway.
Anywho. Bottom line is, we can compete at a national level if we
global.
Go back.
Global.
That's what I meant. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. For once, you have a good update there. A good correction. But we can compete internationally.
Give me a clip.
give me something.
Internationally. We did. I thought we did.
We didn't. We sucked.
I thought we did. We hit good goaltending.
We didn't make the medal round. That's all that matters.
I pooped a hammer. Just close this conversation.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Metamucil.
Metamucil.
I had to get that shot. Also, Oz is also known as the fucking old man.
Old man?
Yeah, dude.
Ovaltine?
Yeah, he bowls
Jesus.
Where or when he bowls, right, so you can track him down.
Close
that. That's enough of that. The next day he hurts.
All right,
fucking
hammer. Hammer,
hammer. Hammer,
hammer. Hammer, hammer? Who do you have for your jackhole of the week? What do you think?
I had Bodie Miller.
Bodie Miller? Which,
yeah.
I think we could argue with Ricky Williams being the jackhole of the week also.
Because I got high.
Because he got high, and I plan on making a little tribute to Ricky Williams and his passion for the...
Weed is from the earth. God put this here for me and you.
Exactly.
Exactly.
He and a Terry O'Spliff.
But he didn't get busted for weed.
What did he get busted for?
Something we don't know.
Who cares? Who cares? Here's what his mama said. It could be, you know, related to supplements that he takes as part of his yoga training. Of course it is, man. Oh. Everybody's trying to relax in yoga. He's got the peyote going. He's just chilling. He's on a mat.
His mom should have said, I wanted a half with you. I gave you the bigger half.
I gave you the bigger half. Didn't I turn my head when you bought that weed? I was smoking it with you. So awesome. We need that sound clip.
Yeah.
Other than me repeating it. But I think I'll agree with you. I think Bodie Miller is definitely the jackhole of the week.
Yeah.
Or the last 2 weeks, you could say.
Yeah. Let down the country compared to letting down a team or the NFL or whatever, man. But
you're right. I mean, he's a wreck. Train wreck.
Yeah.
Ofer. He laid a goose egg. So, you know what? He's done. So
there's probably like 8 other jackholes we're missing, too.
Yeah. So. They're guaranteed. There's political jackholes. There's all kinds of jackholes running the streets.
Give us a jackhole. Give us a shot.
Yeah.
I want to hear one.
We need you guys to make some comments on the website.
As long as it's not Rick James, goddammit.
Send us some emails. Send us some comments. We need your feedback. What do you want to hear? What do you want to know? We'll talk about it, and we'll be about it. That's all I got to say.
Keeps it real.
We keeps it real. Anyway, well, I think we're good to go. I think we got plenty of time. We're sitting over 10 minutes here on the second portion after the Fear the Stash update. So
I want to throw a thong bat out. Shut up.
What do you got? Shut up.
The Wild play the Avalanche. First game back from the break. I got the Wild winning at Colorado.
At Colorado?
Yep. After team that break? Has our number. We never beat them.
Oh,
the Wild going to stay up.
You're killing me here because I hate betting against the hometown team.
Your
and
room team.
And last time I did it, I got bit in the ass and had to wear a thong.
Over, huh?
Yeah. But you know what? For the fans' sake, I will do that thong bet.
Nice!
And it's on.
Well done.
So thong bet.
Well done, old man.
Colorado wins. Ron wears the thong. Hammer wears the thong.
You got it.
Wild win, which I hope they do. Hoop wears the thong. So I think we're good to go.
And this will be posted.
And no, it will not
yes,
be posted.
Yes, it will be.
They do not want to see pictures of either one of us in a thong. It does matter.
We're grown men.
Exactly.
I will pay money to see that.
The Oz speaks.
Oh, shit. I want to see your act. I want to be friends with it.
I got five. All
right, let's hit the end.
I think we're done.
Big ups for show.
Big ups to for show out in Detroit. We love y'all, man. Keep it banging. And thank you for the props. And we're out.
Sit alone in my
four-cornered room, staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on.
You're sitting there, you're wondering, do I have food on my face? Am I eating? Am I talking too much? Are they talking enough? Am I interested? I'm not really interested. Should I play like I'm interested, but I'm not that interested? But I think she might be interested, but do I want to be interested? But now she's not interested. And all of a sudden, I'm starting to get interested. And all the while, you're just really wondering, are we going to get hopped up enough to make some bad decisions? and perhaps play a little game called Just a Tip. Just for a second, just to see how it feels. I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the